We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Making common sense like a superpower. So let's switch gears. New topic. Finished up Dipper number one on the illegal votes. Finished up the mini Dipper with the Jeff Jolin. Now let me jump on over here to DEI death throes. That's what I'm wondering. Are we seeing the death throes of DEI? Is it possible? Is it possible that diversity, equity, and inclusion has somehow found its way into the trash heap of life? I hope so, man. I mean, I don't mind at all that we do things like, you know, we there's a vast difference in preventing somebody from being discriminatory and from telling someone they're discriminatory and go fix yourself. That's DEI is so often rooted in the idea that there are systemic problems and you're part of it, so therefore you're required to be in this class or in that seminar or, you know, walk that line or write that paper for us now. And DEI often assumes, it just says there is, therefore we must do. DEI is something that you hire someone and make them the chief diversity officer. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to justify their existence every single day. They're going to come to work and they're going to say, I'm the chief diversity officer. How do I make sure that I continue to have a job? I know I'll find systemic problems. At the very least, I'll name them as systemic problems. And then I'll provide all the means by which my office is going to help to cure the problems that I have clearly identified to benefit my office. That's what a chief DEI officer does. When you constantly put the solution in front of the problem, what you're going to wind up getting is a problem in and of itself. I have given you so many bumper stickers today. That is just that. Listen, I need to write this stuff down. All right. So first of all, don't forget. I mean, this is how embedded it is in our lives, right? DEI. I don't groups like BlackRock and others that have just inculcated every aspect of our society. Everything from banking to insurance to education to even the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts again. Yes, the Boy Scouts. And I told you this the other day, but it was mixed into a larger dipper. So let me just remind you guys. In 2021, the Boy Scouts of America, one of the largest youth organizations in the United States, says scouting.org, came up with a new merit badge. Really? Yes, they did. The new Citizenship and Society Merit Badge. Well, that sounds wonderful. I like the way that sounds. Isn't that a good thing? Citizenship and Society. Yes, when you read the actual scouting description of it, scouting.org, their own website says, the new merit badge encourages scouts to explore important topics surrounding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Oh, good. By the way, the Citizenship and Society Merit Badge will be required for any youth seeking to achieve the prestigious Eagle Scout rank. In other words, you want to make Eagle, you got to study DEI. And then I turn the page on the article that I've got from the scouting website, and I find this quote. The Citizenship and Society Merit Badge is an important initiative to help scouts learn about the diverse identities that we each possess, understand different perspectives and experiences, and promote good citizenship and society. Those are all buzzwords for, if it's woke, we're going to teach you. Who made that quote? Well, that would be Elizabeth Ramirez-Washka. I always have trouble deciding whether I should trust a hyphenated name. Can't always say it's truth, but generally speaking, the hyphenated name is a red flag for me. Just saying. Anyway, Elizabeth Ramirez-Washka is the Chief Diversity Officer and the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion for the Boy Scouts of America. So let me get this straight. You've got a female, hyphenated name, Chief Diversity Officer for the Boy Scouts of America. By the way, they're not the Boy Scouts anymore, and you all know it. It's just, it's sad. But that's where we are. That was 2021. Let's fast forward. What just happened yesterday? Story on Fox News, UNC Chapel Hill, that's University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The board voted to dismantle all DEI programs and use the funds that were being spent on them to defund the campus police after the anti-Israeli protests. Whoop whoop! Can I get some applause on that one, Big Rig? That might even deserve a whoop whoop and an applause. I don't know. I'm just saying. Are you giving an explosion too? You're just sucking down John's extra points here, is what you're doing, man. University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Board of Trustees reportedly voted on Monday to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and transfer millions in funding to its public safety and campus police on the heels of the anti-Israel demonstrations. A unanimous decision by the trustees will reallocate $2.3 million the university spends on DEI to go towards police and public safety. Board Chairman David Boliak said, any cuts in administration and diverting of dollars to rubber meets the road efforts like public safety and teaching is important. They do note, though, this follows swiftly on the heels of the anti-Israel riots, but they're also saying it's just really a move towards against DEI as much as anything. If the policy is repealed, the UNC system could join other major universities in dismantling their diversity offices, most notable University of Florida Gainesville. Announced in a memo last month, it was scrapping its office and shifting its funding for faculty recruitment. I'm telling you, that story, by the way, is yesterday. That is a yesterday story. So 2 years ago, we got to the point that the Boy Scouts are putting a DEI merit badge in that you had to study DEI if you wanted to become an Eagle Scout. 2 years later, we're seeing people are just sick of it. And you've got UNC Chapel Hill, University of Florida, and a number of others that include multiple state legislatures that are finally saying, you know what? This is enough. All you do is teach divisive concepts. All you do is justify your daily position by coming up with things that you know are not necessarily always true, but if you prove they're systemic, at least to somebody, you might get more funding so you can keep your job. And then you can teach more seminars that tell us how bad we are, so you can keep your job. And it goes on and on from there. We come back, though, I'll tell you about what happened in Virginia. Yeah, two Virginia universities, DEI classes going away. Boy, they're mad at their governor. But wait till you hear what the classes would have been. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. Hey, before I get back into the dipper, I'm doing DEI's death throes. Are you over there? Are you collecting names for Jeff's like mini segments there?
Yeah.
What'd you get a minute ago?
We got Jeff John, and then we've got...
Jeff Jawing? Oh, yeah, Jeff Jawing, yeah.
Yeah, and then from Jerry from Decatur suggested Big Wheels Rolling with Jeff.
Big Wheels Rolling with Jeff.
I like that one. He said he's a retired trucker, and it sounds good to him.
It's a song, Big Wheels Keep on Rolling. Okay. Proud Mary, keep on turning. Anyway.
And then Brian from Huntsville suggested Highway Hijinks.
Highway Hijinks.
Yeah. With Jeff, I'm assuming.
Highway Hijinks with Jeff from Indiana. Big Wheels Rolling with Jeff. Rolls off the tongue. I don't know.
I like a few of them.
Jeff, you have wormed your way into potentially having your own segment. Just
Big Rig, if you're going to name my section, Jeff just texted
me. You know what we need? We do what?
He said if we name his section Big Rig.
That's true. We could.
It should be just called Jeff's Random Thoughts.
We're going to have to find. We're going to have to find the sound bite for the sound of a trucker's air horn. Womp womp. Yeah. We got to find one.
And then hit the fish frying sound effect too.
Oh my gosh. We're with you, Jeff. Oh, and Jeff from Indiana just tied in and says, Big Rig, if you're going to name my section, should be called Jeff Random Thoughts from the Right Side of the Road. The Right Side of the Road.
Hey, I like that.
That's actually really good.
That is good.
Okay, I guess the guy we're talking about gets to weigh in. That's all right.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, let me get a couple more texts and I'll move on back to the dipper. Wayne from Falkville talking about DEI says, Phil, DEI is the 2024 version of affirmative action, nothing more. It all needs to go away. I agree. I think that's a big chunk, but I think it go way, way, way further because affirmative action dealt with what we often call protected classes, and protected classes had legal status. So affirmative action would be like race, you know, gender. But now what we're looking at is gender identity, blaming you for systemic racism when it didn't truly exist. You know, making you assert your white privilege, it winds up becoming not just affirmative action, it becomes reverse racism. It's divisive concepts, we often refer to it as. So it's even bigger than that, Wayne. Raven from Russell says, Colonel, I think all these DEI folks are Jack hyphenated asses. Okay. Jack hyphenated asses. Mike from Muscle Shoals says, Phil, we had a two last name candidate for a judgeship last cycle. You can't even decide between last names, and we want you to, you want us to vote you in as a judge? I may have started something here. And no, Jeff, we're not going to use that name. Just Jeff from Athens, we are not using that name. I'm not even going to say it. Got a brand new texter in the line. Did not tell us who he or she is or where they're from. So please do that. Says 18 U.S. code 611-3 says subsection A is illegal for a late. Okay, you're on my last topic there, dude. Says it's illegal for any alien to vote in federal. I know that. It is. It's already illegal. I recognize that. What we're saying is they're doing it anyway, so we need to put some teeth into it and also put a measure in place by which we can track it. So that was the point there. And thank you very much. Tell us who you are and where you're from, by the way. John C. from Madison. I do therapy twice a week. There's a literal sign on the front door of my physical therapy place that says, we welcome all genders. Okay. All two of them? Yay. All right, back on DEI. Inside higher ed. Oh, you get all the goodness when you go straight to what the teachers unions and all print. But Inside Higher Ed magazine, headline, two Virginia universities won't require DEI classes after governor's review and board pushback. They are not happy. This is Dateline yesterday. Years-long efforts to create and mandate diversity-themed coursework at George Mason and Virginia Commonwealth Universities fizzled after an unusual intervention by Glenn Youngkin. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I would not be a bit surprised to find out that the governor of the state is actually a honorary member of the Board of Regents. Just going to say it. Just like Kay Ivey is currently the acting chairman of the State Board of Education. Now, she can delegate her authority, and she doesn't always attend the meetings, and I get some of that as honorary, but at the same time, it gives weight to the decisions that they make, and it gives them the ability to, inquire when they need to. Starting this fall, it says undergraduate students at two public universities in Virginia were going to be required to take diversity-themed coursework. Oh, boy. They were going to be required to take diversity-themed coursework. And then the governor got involved. How dare he? Not that Glenn Youngkin. You mean the guy that did away with our CRT already? Yes, he did. His administration asked to review the syllabus for the classes, the syllabi for the classes, a move that one Virginia Commonwealth faculty member called a hostile state scrutiny. Why is that hostile? We'd like to review your syllabus. I see this as hostile. Okay, that's a campus protester right there. That's a knee jerk. Do you need a snack? Is that what's happening here? What's going on? Not you. I'm sorry. I was not talking to Big Rig. That was me talking to the person who said hostile state scrutiny. Okay. Although you do want a snack, I happen to know already. But Youngkin, how dare he ask to see the syllabi? George Mason board member Robert Pence came out and denounced DEI-related indoctrination, asking supporters, what are you afraid of? That people won't take the course if you don't force feed them the course? That's what you're afraid of. And that's exactly what's happening. They're afraid that kids won't take the course unless they make it mandatory. And that's jacked up. I mean, if you're looking at this and saying, okay, we're going to offer a course and those who want it can take it, awesome. But having an elective versus having a core requirement, two different things, obviously. They're paying tuition to be told they have to go to courses that are DEI-based. Once these courses start, said Robert Pence, they're never going to go away. They're never going to go away. Well, all this led up to more than 100 students walking out on Governor Youngkin when he was the commencement speaker at Virginia Commonwealth. Boo-hoo. Now, what courses, pray tell, what was so important that got everybody incensed? What is it that they believe that Governor Youngkin somehow, even though he didn't give a directive, by the way, but what is it that he is implied to have impacted them with hostile state scrutiny. What these courses were, that they were just like beat up over the fact that they can't teach them now. Well, guess what? At Virginia Commonwealth University, the decision had an air of finality with a board vote of 10-5, rejecting a racial literacy requirement to graduate. Uh-huh. So you would have had to take a course. Well, let's see. What were the lists? What could they have chosen from? You got to take a racial literacy requirement. What does that mean, racial literacy? I see blacks and Asians and Caucasians. What do you need me to disidentify them? No, that's not racial literacy. Racial literacy is understanding why you're the problem. There you go. Courses like colorism in society. Reading race. Or how about race and racism in the United States? Mandatory courses. Why? Because they need the agenda to be mandatory, because otherwise people aren't going to take it. How about over at Virginia Commonwealth, when they were looking at their coursework and the African American Studies Department had a little bit of an issue, because they were upset because they had been pushing for these mandates ever since they had had the 2021 COVID pandemic and the police killings of African Americans. That's what I'm quoting from the article. In other words, let's point this out. They asked for the mandated courses out of a social anger. They didn't see this as a need. They saw a social anger. They themselves had a social anger, and they decided they needed mandated courses. And somehow or another, in the world of DEI, the university originally caved and said, okay, teach it. Teach that we're all systemically racist. It'll be good. We'll make the students go. Yeah. That fell by the wayside this week. And I'm wondering, are we seeing DEI in its death throes? That's what I'm wondering. Because states right now, left and right, are beginning to take action, not the least of which is your own state of Alabama. You will be happy to know, and I'll report it in more detail when we get back, that we now have sweeping laws in place that prevents DEI at our public schools and universities. Let's take that break right now. We'll take that break and come right back, and I'll tell you about what Governor Ivey signed that the legislature passed. I'll also tell you about Texas. And then, is it just universities? No, man. Corporations, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Saving the world from DEI right now, too, by the way. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, DEI death throws. So you may be pleased, maybe even proud to know that Governor Kay Ivey signed a sweeping bill into law, according to CNN. Yeah, we made national news on this one. Governor Kay Ivey signed a sweeping bill into law, says CNN back in March, that prohibits public schools and universities from maintaining or funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. I see no problem with this. The law is Senate Bill 129. It requires public universities to designate restrooms on the basis of biological sex. Oh, dastardly. Those MAGA Republicans, which Alabama law defines as, quote, the physical condition of being male or female, as stated on the individual's original birth certificate. Whoop, whoop. In a statement shared with CNN, Governor Ivey said her administration will continue to value Alabama's rich diversity, but she vowed to stop DEI supporters and proponents from pursuing a liberal political movement counter to what the majority of Alabamians believe. Hallelujah. They point out, too, CNN does, that it comes amid sort of a nationwide push. It's true. What we're seeing right now is that the across the nation, there is a weariness right now with being told that we are bad. And DEI does not go into it with the notion that we're going to preserve the greater good and make sure that people have an equal opportunity. We're not. That's not what it's doing. DEI, more often than not, becomes the accusation department. It becomes the blame game. DEI staff tend to, like I said earlier, justify their existence by continuing to create the problems. And then they find new genders. There's more problems. You didn't like the furries. Oh, that's a big problem. How are we going to possibly get by without a litter box in the bathroom? We have to have that because DEI says so. And the next thing you know, they become almost like, you know, the friggin' political police from the commissar's days in the Soviet Union. I'll say is this. I'm glad that Alabama is one of the ones that got ahead of the game. By the way, Birmingham Mayor, Liberal Mayor Birmingham, Randall Woodfin, he took issue and said he would encourage black athletes to attend universities outside his state. That's leadership for you. Everything's bad here now, fellas. It's only got two genders in Alabama. You might want to play football somewhere else. And here's the thing. Whenever I see that kind of hyperbole, I know for a fact it is not having an impact. Well, that state is pro-life, and you know they're going to lose all kinds of jobs. How many did we lose? None. Well, that state passed a divisive concepts bill that prevents DEI. They're going to lose all kinds of jobs. How many did we lose? None. Well, that state's not going to have any more good football players. Well, it's the state of Alabama, so that's not true. But we're not alone. I mean, states left and right now are doing this. Austin, Texas story came out yesterday. Texas university officials to testify on implementing their DEI ban in a hearing. Texas university chancellors and counsel from several different Texas public institutions will be testifying in a Texas Senate hearing on Tuesday of next week, according to officials involved with the hearing. Actually, it's Tuesday today. I'm sorry. Discussing their ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The committee is expected to take up public testimony. Several critics of the DEI ban have announced their intentions or called other critics to testify. We'll hear from everybody, said one of their state senators. It could be six witnesses. It could be 1,000. We're going to hear from all the viewpoints across the board. But the bottom line is this. They have a ban now in Texas, much like we do in Alabama, much like they do in Florida, much like they do in places where, I don't know, common sense is allowed to prevail. Lastly, I'll say this. I've been talking at this from the Department of Education standpoint. So, you might think that's where it's rooted. Well, no, it's not. Now, we can't mandate the private sector per se, but we can begin to take action against private sector overreach. Like when you see BlackRock telling people they have to have DEI and ESG scores in order to be able to do business with them. The state attorney general can take action on that, and they have. The state treasurer can take action on that and divest from those funds, and they have. The state insurance license and examiners board can take action on that, and they have. But corporate America is starting to figure it out. You know why? Because in the end, corporate America is about making their widgets and selling their services to make a profit for their shareholders. And when you're so busy being DEI-centric and getting your ESG scores up that the people who bought shares in your company realize their investment just went down, well, even companies like, story here on the Washington Post. Did you go to the Washington Post? Yes, I did. Companies like Meta, Tesla, DoorDash, Lyft, Home Depot, Wayfair, and Twitter were among major corporations that made steep cuts in 2023, slashing the size of their DEI teams by 50% or more. Wow. So DEI jobs in big corporate America are going by the wayside. Says corporate America's retreat from DEI has coincided with increased legal risks and political animosity towards their systemic efforts to boost racial equality. Yeah, you think? What it basically means is it's a loser proposition. And people don't want to pay for it with their taxpayer dollars, and they don't want to lose their investments in the companies they bought shares in. So how about you get your head out of your fourth point of contact and actually realize that accusing the world of everything you think of every single day to justify your position may or may not be a good idea, right? DEI, I think we're seeing DEI in the death throes right now. And I predict that if Trump gets elected, it'll be done away with pretty quick. All right, listen, we're going to come back. I got several text messages, and I've got to have a short dipper, War on Women. I'm going to get all three dippers in today. What do you think of that? Yeah, It's not always easy, by the way. It just has to happen occasionally.
It's been a long day, so I think you can squeeze this one in.
You think so?
Yeah.
You feel like it's been a 4-hour show and not a 3?
Oh, yeah.
What,
definitely 4 hours today.
I'll have to bring you a snack tomorrow.
Maybe. The snacks keep my mind busy.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, by the way, that new texter we had a while ago, shout out to him, was Steve from Harvest. So now we have a Steve from Harvest mixed in and glad of it. All right. Listen, we're taking that break. We're coming right back. taking you into the go-home mode. Final half hour of the show. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.